This is the podcast that rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you so much for tuning in and being patient. The delay was not technical difficulty. It was 100% on me because I was trying to find links to show everyone, but Google sucks and was a lot of other stuff going on. But on top of that, I had little ones to take care of, including a sleeping puppy who is a very good boy. But when it's dinner time, you better believe everything stops, as the animal lovers know. If we have
priorities.
50, yeah, I know. I would want to be fed on time too if I was dependent on it, you know?
Exactly.
Like I complain when I'm not fed, and it's up to me. So, you know.
Dang me.
Yeah.
Not feeding me on time.
Exactly. If we hit 50 likes, we will play at least one round of Festival Rock or Flop. If you get a super chat of a certain amount of more, you get your own festival. We already have one coming in. Thank you for the super chats. They help a ton in these times of YouTube unprecedented random viewing ad payouts. Thank you so much. Hope you all are doing well. Special thanks to everyone that checked out Heavies from our ad last week. We found out people bought. So thank you guys for checking stuff out. More stuff coming for them too on the Heavies channel. So did I cover everything on the basic stuff? Yes. Everyone's saying agree. Feed the animals on time. Yes. We're very aware of that. Everything
you
else.
Yeah, feed them, man. They're your responsibility.
They are.
Yeah.
They're loud, smelly, noisy responsibility that I do love. Ivan's cuddled up right now on his pillow. So he's very tired. Are we all set? Should we get right into the mess? Most of the news is positive. So it's a flip from last week. So you know what? I'm happy about that. Thank God. Let's go into it. Let me share my screen with my co-host right here. Bam. Let me know when you guys can see it. Entire screen, please. Thank you. There we go.
I'm in.
Yep.
Awesome. So two shows happening at different dates, like back-to-back sets. System of a Down is literally taking over football fields. I made a joke, one, about their sets. What you're seeing right now is Consequences of Sound's coverage from MetLife Stadium in New York, which was bonkers. We'll get to some of the news on that. Also, they had it in Chicago. I would just like to point out I made the joke. Finally, something good happens at Soldier Field because the Chicago Bears suck. Thank you.
Ooh.
Thank you. Get it?
Ooh.
Yeah. Did everyone get it? Because the fans never leave happy, and this time they did. Get it? There we go. Okay. Moving on. Sorry, Bears fans. That was my only joke. That was all. I would have said that about any sports team, by the way. Okay. It's nothing personal. It's just a cheap
shot. Say that to Giants.
Oh, I would say that to the Giants. Think about it. When's the last time they've had something?
Yeah.
There you go. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
There sports. We go. See, sports. Yes, that is exactly right, Alex. The hottest take of all. Sports.
Yeah.
Go team. Whoa, did you hear what Alex said?
Look at the chat. System of a Touchdown. Good one, sir.
That's
good one.
Pretty clever. For our chat, you know what? Not bad. Not bad.
For our chat. The bar is set there.
Yes. You were there for several weeks where the chat was not up to par. Let's just say that.
The chat's idea of comedy was very, very lazy.
There you go. System. As a Lions fan, I agree the Bears suck. See, somebody gets it. There we go. System of a Down, 26 songs set in New York at MetLife. Ozzy tribute, review, photo, videos. The band was joined by Korn at the kickoff show. Everything's perfect. All this cool stuff. We're going to get to the System stuff first because, like the question asked in the title, is System of a Down as big as they've ever been? Because it sure feels like it with them selling out every single arena show they go to and potential festivals, both present, past, and potentially future. Any thoughts on that, Alex or Rowan? Because I feel like now everyone's really appreciating what they're doing.
Well, even though that... Even though it's been decades since they actually released any music, so many people, like, after their initial run of albums, have still been getting into them. They are still at, like, they're still probably one of the most accessible metal bands out there. They were one of the first I got into, and I got into them well after they stopped making music. And really, just with how good the music is, how energetic and entertaining they are, it's no wonder that they're still grabbing, like, new and new people to kind of like latch on. I know so many people who are not metalheads whatsoever, but can still like sing like the top three songs off Toxicity. We all know what they are at this point, but yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It's not surprising to me. Yeah.
Alex, how about you? Okay, then Alex is frozen in suspense because she just can't stop thinking about how deep of a serious thing this is for System being so now, big.
Alex malfunction. Oh, shoot.
It's okay. It's okay. You can still see it's kind of. It kind of messes up OBS, but that's okay. We're going to figure it out. There's just a central space right now. Alex will hop back on in a moment.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
So the way it's looking now, because I was at Sick New World last year. Last year, 2024, and it sold out. And the year before that, it sold out because they were System headliners. And I know they had a big part in putting it on, but still, those were the only shows that they were doing. They did their one off in San Francisco last year, or 2023, whichever one it was.
That's probably also why they sell out so fast, because it's like the rarity, I guess. I don't know if rarity is the right word, but it's like it's a one off show for a band that is kind of. No one really knows if they are officially back together or apart. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they keep it kind of close to the chest that they've never been broken up, but they definitely have no interest in getting back together. Alex, if you hear this, just jump on. Hey, there we go.
She's back.
Can you say, can't hear you, cannot hear you.
Stopped working.
Cannot hear you, Alex. Talking to the microphone. Okay, your mic. It might be Discord.
Check your audio settings.
Yeah, it might be Discord or Windows. Take your time. You're good. If you can hear us, then like just you do that and just chime in whenever you get it. Okay, no rush.
Any way she could like Morse code to us or something?
No,
maybe just like hold out like a piece of paper.
Yeah. So I'm sure. Like everyone listening on the podcast feed, she's saying, absolutely, I could take care of it. No problem. Thank you guys for being such good co-hosts to help us. That's exactly what she's mouthing right now. So. Okay.
You guys,
it broke up.
Yes.
A little bit. Yeah, it broke up a little bit. Count to three really quick.
One, two, three.
There, I fixed it.
Okay, she's clear.
I didn't fix anything, but I'll say
I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry. Everything just died. Even my phone.
No, you're fine.
Oh, you're fine. So
do you have like a surge or something?
I have no idea.
Is there a heavy thunderstorm in Los Angeles? Because that happens often.
Metaphorically speaking.
Well, yeah, there you go. So, Rowan was talking about System. I was talking about System and just bringing up how like Sick New World shows with System headlining, and they always sell out, but they put those on. They did the one-off show at Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, which was massive, and that sold out. They're doing these shows in football stadiums. That's way bigger than both Sick New World and that Golden Gate Park show in San Francisco. They're filling out Soldier Field. They're filling out the New York Stadium. At what point do they say, maybe we should do this a little more? And I love what they're doing. They're going to Toronto with Deftones, doing like a couple big shows like this year. Maybe that's the right idea because you make so much money for doing few shows, but they're making it worth it. You know, making a trip. They're going to destination cities. However, So Alex, any thoughts on that going on? Because we didn't really get to hear from you yet.
I don't know what you guys said, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating any thoughts here, but the fact that they're selling out these stadiums is absolutely massive because we haven't seen anything from these guys in so many years, as far as new music is concerned, and we had the hiatus, and just the fact that they are still selling out such massive venues, even, you know, so many years later, what, like almost 20 years after the hiatus began or whatever, and it's amazing to see them sell out, 82,000 at MetLife?
Yeah.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Their latest album came out roughly November 2025 or 2005. So 20 years ago, almost.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if you caught this, but I was like saying, I think System of a Down has maintained this level of popularity is because they were one of the most like entertaining like acts out there. They also have just like such accessible music. It's like their songs are the type that every metalhead knows, and they're the type of metal songs that have seeped over into mainstream media. Chop Suey and Toxicity have pretty much been memed at this point, and they're still garnering new fans. I got into them well after they stopped making music, so clearly it works. It's still going.
Yeah, and the fact that it is still drawing this much attention from the Sick New Worlds to these even bigger shows where they are pulling in tens upon tens of thousands of fans every single night, multiple nights at the same city. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah. And I don't think it's going to slow down. So there's a lot of different like rumors, speculation, and then actual confirmed stuff coming through all these System of a Down shows. Number one, just a big thing. Darren did a couple interviews along with making some appearances throughout Chicago and New York. The big thing a lot of people need to know right now through a long interview that happened with Metal Hammer and Louder Sound. Number one, there's not going to be any new music anytime soon. New music. And that stinks, but he was made it very clear. System of a Down has always been those four. If one of them is not be able to participate, then it's not System of a Down. That's a very fair statement, and it does show how much they all care about each other. If this is the speculation cart coming from me, nowhere else, do not take this out on Alex or Rowan. If it's the drummer that's causing this, then there's a lot of other drummers out there. But that's just me. Okay.
John's too good a drummer.
There's a lot of really good drummers out there that won't cause as many problems in interviews. I'm just saying, if they need one, that's just me, though.
I mean, Luke feels a certain way
about
certain people.
I'm just suggesting if that's the case. That being said, he is an excellent drummer. Not taking that away from the man. So, we have a lot of other information, too. Darren's still writing. He has been writing for a long time. He's sitting on songs. He does a lot of stuff still because Scars on Broadway just had something come out finally again. But he's been writing stuff for System of a Down as well. He never just flushes ideas. He's never just stagnant or sits everything back on the back burner and doesn't even try. He's always trying to flesh something out. And that's very admirable for, again, a band who has not had a new album come out in almost 20 years. You usually don't get that.
Honestly, like the fact that you do say that he still writes for System of a Down, and no one forget, back in 2020, we did surprisingly get two new songs from the band. It was a one-off. They did clarify that don't take this as a sign that we're back together or we're back in the studio. This is just a thing that we were all passionate about. But at the very least, it does reinforce that they can all get together, sit down together and make music when it does matter to them and counts. Sure. And I think it just is reassuring as a fan that it's not an idea that is completely dead. If they can do it once, 15 years later, I can hope a little bit better that they'll come back sometime.
Sure. That's fair to say.
I mean, we're getting some long-standing bands randomly releasing tracks, you know, many years later. So we could totally
foreshadowing
again.
See, it was like either a year or 2 years ago before the podcast relaunched with you two. I said, we're never getting System of a Down again. It's never going to happen. But now, after seeing how big these shows are getting and how much money's drawn in and how much potential and that they are still actively trying to think of creative ideas, they're never just saying, screw it, we're never doing this again. We're a legacy band now. I can't completely ignore the possibility. I don't want to get my hopes up. But at the same time, when I see 60 plus thousand people in football stadiums all screaming to Sugar as a closer, that's when I realize, okay, more people want this than I think even they realize. So that's just how I see it.
And it's a lot of the nostalgia too, though. I hate to say it, but a lot of the fans that are filling these stadiums, these two songs that we got were awesome and everybody loved them, but I would be curious. I'm not going to say yay or nay on either side, but I would be so curious to see how all of these diehard, longstanding fans would react to a full brand new System album. Yep. Like, it would be absolutely insane
to get
all of that in real time.
And like,
it would be amazing just from... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
It would just be amazing from like someone like me, a Gen Zer who got into them later on. That because then it'd be like, I get to experience this album as it comes out with everyone else. And so does everyone else that has latched on since 2005.
And Grandpa over here going, well, yeah, back in my day, we had to appreciate it. So that's my response to Gen Z attitude. But still, that's just how it's always going to be. But I look at it.
Oh, hush, Grandpa Luke.
Hey, you respect your elders, your new metal elders. Get off my new metal lawn. I had JNCOs before you could even spell JNCOs. So I just look at it go now. And also, it's worth pointing out, in Chicago, it was either the day after or the night after, I don't remember, there was a System of a Down tribute band, and Darren said, hey, can I join you? and performed Cigar with them. I don't know. I think you've hit the jackpot as a tribute band when one of the actual members you're tributing says, hey, I'll play with you.
That is to them. That is seeing God in your audience.
Kind of.
Yeah.
The best equivalent I can make is not even a real one. It's a fictional one. The movie's called Saving Silverman. It's not a particularly great comedy, but they were in a Neil Diamond cover band. Okay. The three characters. Halfway, three-fourths into the movie, Neil Diamond actually shows up and they get to meet their hero and they kind of save the day. It's just so random. That's the most equivalent I could put this with. But that was fictional. This is real, you know? So
you two have not seen Rockstar starring Mark Wahlberg yet, have you?
No, I have not. I know.
Disappointed in you two.
That's fine.
Fisk.
I know.
That kind of feels like this a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Good, you got to watch the movie.
With Marky Mark?
Loosely based on... Yes! He does a really good job. I cannot deny that at all.
Is he playing someone? Is it a biopic?
No!
No, I know it's not a biopic, yeah.
It's loosely,
I don't know.
It's loosely based on the Judas Priest story where they got that Judas Priest cover band singer to front Judas Priest for a while, and then it just...
He
got to experience life fronting his favorite band of all time. It's such a good movie. You got to watch it.
Okay.
All right. That's cool.
Fair enough. See, good things happen, though. And that's what I like. The one thing I wish, and this is also why the podcast was a little bit delayed, and Alex and Roan can attest to this. We were looking for like actual System of a Down photos, like their own label and agency and publicist was posting like the coverage and stuff. We're finding fan footage. We find fan photos. That's about it. So something's up with that. But like you look at the sellouts, like look at the football stadium. You know, this was New York at MetLife. You can't say, and no one cares anymore, because even in 2005, they would not have been able to fill out a football stadium. This is happening now. So it's worth pointing that stuff out. System of a Down.
Again, they are.
Yeah, go ahead.
They are a metal band that has really pushed themselves into mainstream audiences. Mm-hmm. Again, they're the band that they're one of the bands that I feel like even if you are not an active member in this space, you most likely know like two or three songs.
Sure. Yeah. Just by being aware. Cool.
Yeah. And it's cool because they don't fit like the typical mold of any of the other genres. You know, they always got lumped into that nu metal category, but they never fit.
They were never
like the other nu metal bands. They weren't really like anything else. And I love that fact about them because they stand on their own. It's like, what is that System of a Down? You can't really say, oh yeah, that's
all you can just say is that they're metal. Yeah.
Yeah. And also like, it's a great way to put that out. Like they were lumped into nu metal. All of their songs fall into two categories, super serious political statements that really drive home a hard message or total banana bonkers nonsense.
Now it can be both though.
And sometimes both at the same time. That's fair too.
Not exclusive.
Yeah. But
not exclusive. Get it right.
Other nu metal bands couldn't even try to do that. So
no, it's that I love that they have their own genre, if you will. It's, we know what I'm saying. It's like unique, very unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, System of a Down qualifies. Like every now and then a band transcends past genre and subgenre, you know? You look at a, like System of a Down may never be as big as Metallica, but would you say System of a Down qualifies as its own subgenre? Yes. Primus is another example. Primus is not a huge name like Metallica. Primus is its own genre at this point, okay? Would you hear
you Primus? Could probably just list the genre as a whole as I do whatever the F I want genre.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So
with some bass and some drums.
Yep. I'm just saying some strong bass and drums too. That's the one thing also about System. Everyone pulls their weights. There's no what's a good way I can put this polite. There's no Ringo. Okay.
I was gonna say Slash. Like he's the
standout
member, but I think you were going a different direction.
I was the same opposite direction, but you were kind of on the same thing. Yeah. Everyone pulls their own weight on this, you know? There's no one member who's just there for the ride.
Well, that's to Darren's point. It's
your head.
You don't really have System of a Down without these four specific people.
Yeah, it's true. But if they did want to replace a drummer, there's roughly a million
That is SOAD sacrilege. I will not stand for that.
In the year 2025, where sacrilege means nothing, I'm just saying. I like that I have
Darren
to do that.
Darren says SOAD is not SOAD without all four of them. So you shush.
Yeah.
Maybe he just for like a year then, just like a contractual year. Like again, they give him a paid vacation. Who wouldn't want a year's paid vacation? Come on now. Come on.
With the residuals, whenever they're not playing, he pretty much is having a paid vacation.
That is true.
What is he doing? Traveling the globe? What's he doing?
That's definitely not what he's doing. He doesn't like to leave the States from what I understand. I'm going to stop talking now. Yeah. All right. Everyone in chat, count it at 60 seconds. This is all you get for this. If my co-hosts don't want to talk for the next 60 seconds, that's fine. This is all you will get for this topic. And then we move on. Apparently in New York, there was one fan who liked the show way too much, was having such a good time watching Korn, the bagpipes and scat singing did it for him, apparently. And he was caught on film by fans and attendants up close for YouTube speak, congratulating himself aggressively. In other terms, this is unfortunate, but I'll say this because I know someone's going to say it. Again, we're running out of time now. I'm kind of drawing this intentionally. He was shucking the corn while watching Korn.
He was not a master of his domain.
No. And here's the thing. Security tried to stop and escort him away, but he was too enveloped in the process. And it took not only security hitting him in the head, but other security guards to carry him out with his pants down. How much money did you spend just to do that? So I say this is the final thing I say, and that's all you get. Yes, I see the many comments now. I see them. Okay.
Rowan, Nene or Gwen, I love yours.
Rowan, stop encouraging the terrible behavior. Everyone.
It's funny though. That's a funny spin on the title of that song.
You know what I don't think's funny? This is me personally though. Why did it have to happen at the metal and rock show? Why couldn't it have been country or K-pop or hip hop or EDM?
It probably or just don't do it at all. Do it at home.
I just, this made borderline national news. And by the way, it probably has happened in an EDM show now that I think about it. This was a stadium show.
Don't think about it. Stop thinking about
it. That's right. That's all this guy's gets.
You just say it.
Hey, no encouraging chats. I'm upset that it had to happen at one of our shows. It couldn't happen at even a Hardy, you know, with his pandering country rock. Why couldn't it happen at Hardy instead of System of a Down and Korn? Whatever.
Maybe it's because, you know, it doesn't happen often at our shows. So maybe it's commonplace. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not happy maybe about you
could
it.
No.
Honestly, we're all in some way involved in marketing. You could spin this and be like, our music is so good that people do this at our shows.
That is not the best. That would not get approved on Google AdSense, by the way. No, it would not. Final thing, and then it's already past 60 seconds, guys. Final thing, and I will say this, well done to the Vice at Vice.com writer. I've often heard it said that you should never yuck someone's yum, meaning you shouldn't shame for being into something just because you're not also into said thing. Well, you know what? Yuck. Big full yuck. That's me saying that.
That's the difference. He did that in public with a bunch of people around him who did not consent to that type of thing.
No.
Do it at home and with other people who are consenting.
There were people begging him to stop.
Yeah. I don't know how none of the other crowd goers just takes a swing at the dude being like, okay, we told you to stop. You're not.
Security did. And it kept happening. You know what? We had a bad string of terrible security in the first half of this year. This is the flip side of that, where security had to go above and beyond for something they shouldn't have.
Thank you.
They don't get
OSHA standards. Thank you.
Yeah. And they don't get bonus pay for hazard pay stuff like this. They are trained for something like this. They shouldn't have to be. Poor Jonathan Davis.
At least this is a story where the security did their job.
It is
because we've had some 100% recently.
That's what I was saying too. You know what? And that's the other shot. Look, this is where security went above and beyond at MetLife when they should not have had to. That's how we'll put a nice little bow on this terrible, awful package that we will never talk about again. You hear that, chat? I'm looking at you right now. Never again.
Thank you, security.
Thank you, MetLife security. You deserve more. You deserve a bonus somehow. I don't know what it would be, but you deserve it. All right.
The guy who had to like carry him out has to get like a congressional medal or something.
It was like three or four people. So,
yeah. Like award them like SEAL Team 6 or something.
Yes. Well, we talked about that, which was pathetic. Now we move on to something else that's pathetic. And we're going to take a couple minutes on this because it just broke yesterday or this pretty recently. Once again, Roger Waters is a burnt out, miserable old wretch of a man. Well, Alex, can you say that again? The microphone didn't pick that up.
Ooh.
Thank you. Yes, it's well deserved. Oh, here we go. I don't know. I don't even know like what prompted him to do this a couple weeks after Ozzy Osbourne passing. But Roger Waters once again wanted to make sure his thoughts were known. I'm going to go back and forth to it now. Okay, I'll quote Mr. Waters. Just keep in mind, he says it a lot more surly and angsty, and he's like pretentious. That's a good way to put it. He thinks he's saying something insightful and meaningful. Ozzy Osbourne, who just died, bless him in his whatever state that he was in his whole life, will never know. First of all, although he was all over the TV for 100 years with his idiocy and nonsense, the music, I have no idea. I couldn't give an F. I don't care about Black Sabbath. I never did. Have no interest in biting the heads of chickens or whatever they do. I couldn't care less, you know.
Okay, Roger, get your freaking facts right. He bit the head off a bat and a dove, not a chicken. Wrong bird.
Somehow that's the least, and that's somehow the dumbest and least offensive thing he made up on there.
I know. Not only are you needlessly being a prick, but you got your fact wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't care. He's just being cranky old man.
Banish this shadow realm for that type of thing.
This is the get off my lawn old man move this, here. Like,
you're right. This is the wealthy British get off my lawn. That's exactly what this is. And that sucks.
Yeah.
Roger Waters, helpful and responsible with Gilmour and other people for making some of the best rock music of all time. That is absolutely fact. He is also a bitter, miserable wretch of a person who's desperate for attention.
He has just ridden the success of the wall since that lawsuit and his split with Pink Floyd. And he has done basically nothing else. He just tours the wall. People still go see it because it's one of the greatest sounds of all time. He still talks about how he was the one who wrote everything, that it's his baby. And seriously, he's just never shut the hell up about it.
Well, and to go after Ozzy after he passed away is just such a coward move. Like,
it is.
You're going to talk all this smack after he just died a couple weeks ago when he can't defend himself. And you're just screaming into the void about, oh, well, all that idiot.
I don't even understand what's his beef. It's like, oh, I didn't care for Black Sabbath. Okay, fine. You didn't like Black Sabbath. Millions of other people have, though.
I don't think there was even beef to begin with. I think it's just a jealousy thing because this is my speculation of recent events. When Ozzy Osbourne was sick and Back to the Beginning was announced, and that show was one of the best metal shows to ever happen ever, that's not going to happen for Mr. Waters in any close proximity. It wouldn't even be close. We know that because Pink Floyd has tried and some rumblings of it, and it never came to fruition because Gilmour doesn't want to work with that anymore. Can't blame him. But it's never going to happen for him like that. So a few weeks after his passing and the world mourning and praising and being there and considerate for remembering Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath and even the TV shows and things like that, it's that appreciation and love is not going to happen for Roger Waters. It's not.
Oh, Roger is definitely not going to have a parade in his honor. Like, so after he dies.
Are we ready to read Jack Osbourne's response? His son, who definitely deserves a gold star, A+ son. By the way, Jack Osbourne is one of my favorite. Get your crap together, turn your life around and do great for yourself stories. For as messed up as he was as a teenager, like problems that weren't even his fault, too. He worked so hard to become such a good person and like an advocate for so many things. Anyway, hey, Roger Waters, F you. How pathetic and out of touch you've become. The only way you seem to get attention these days is by vomiting out BS in the press. My father always knew you were a continuing source of awfulness. Thanks for proving him right, clown face. Yes, I did censor that quite well on YouTube. Thank you very much.
I was waiting for the FCC beep button. That's why I went like that. I'm like, beep. I like your way better.
Yeah. I thought ahead. I'm like, okay, I got to be real careful, but I got to make sure something stand out. And he ends it with a clown face. Everything Jack Osborne said, not only as the son of Ozzy Osborne, the representative of the Osbournes, but also just the son of someone who just got ripped apart by another person online. It's like, get out of here. Clown face emoji is perfect. Yes.
Yeah, Roger. Well, it's just like Roger, like, just fired with like for no reason. Yeah. Like, what did he hope to gain? Like, genuinely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This was just a screaming into the void to get attention, move. And yep. I hate that. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to pick Ozzy. He just passed away. Boom. That's my target. It's so stupid and cowardice. And like,
this sounds like an edgy Reddit post by a 20 something year old who's trying to get attention and troll votes and stuff like that.
Younger. Yeah. I'm talking like 13, teenagers. 14.
Okay. Young teenager. But no,
kid who just got his first iPhone.
But no, this was multi-platinum. Every type of award imaginable, Roger Waters is saying that. By the way, can anyone know how old Roger Waters is? We'll play that game right now. Alex, Rowan.
Someone in the chat said it.
Oh, dang it. Somebody already said it. Okay.
Darn.
Yeah, do you want me to...
Go ahead and guess. Go ahead and say it. Yeah, go ahead and say it.
83. He's 83.
Not that old,
he's
but
older
close enough.
Than Ozzy.
He's not that old, but he's close enough, and he was older than Ozzy.
Oh, he's 81.
81, but still older than Ozzy. And also, you're in your 80s. Get out of here. What are you doing?
He's going to be 82 on Saturday.
No happy birthday for you.
No, you do not get a cake, sir. Not after that behavior.
Ugh. No.
Fun fact, that's my... Guys, I'm not joking. That's my birthday, too.
Oh, well.
You say it's your birthday. It's my birthday, too.
Yeah. And you haven't said anything awful like that recently. So you know what? We'll celebrate yours instead of Roger Waters just for that.
Yeah,
so.
Unless my Discord chats
get leaked. Yeah.
So you know what? Good for you, Jack Osborne. And also good for you, Poppy, Amy Lee, and Courtney LaPlante, because the new song comes out tomorrow. 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, end of you, we get the full song. No idea what it's all going to sound like, what's vibe and style. All I know is that one Alex Gray will be calling out of work crying.
Yep. It's going to sound like magic, and it's going to taste like magic. Even though my ears can't taste it, it will taste like magic to my ears. Yes. It's going to transcend the senses.
Okay. Why do they have to release it on the one day of the work week where I am actually going into my office? I'm going to be filming at 4 p.m. tomorrow. I'm not going to be able to listen to it as it drops. I know you guys are probably going to be blowing up our Discord chat, being like, oh my God, it's awesome. Oh my God.
Well, now we will. Like, now that we know the time, we might. By the way,
it'll be like when Deftones first came out with My Mind is a Mountain, and you were at the Kids Bop concert.
That is correct. Also, it's like when Linkin Park made their big Clout Down announcement and I was at the airport and couldn't check it out. That turned out way worse, by the way, in hindsight. But still, this I can only see something good happening with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be one song, and then there's going to be a festival of some type, and like Evanescence, Spirit Box, and Poppy will all be there. And guess what song they'll do live together? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No idea what festival that's going to be. But I can see it happening. I mean, Spirit Box and Poppy both played at Sick New World before, and that's something we didn't cover. We're going to go back just a little bit because there's some Sick New World news, as Alex is wearing the t-shirt for. At the shows at both MetLife and Soldier Field, there were teases and hints of System of a Down highlighting SNW and teasing that because they were behind the first two Sick New Worlds. We might be getting it back in 2026. No word yet.
That would be amazing.
So, but hypothetically, because the rumor is, because Avenged Sevenfold said it too, that would be a good double headliner that won't destroy the bank like Metallica, Linkin Park. System of a Down and Avenged Sevenfold is a potential headliner. That's speculation and rumor, but that would be very fitting for what they do at Sick New World. I think that's smart.
It would be awesome.
Also, the spots below those two, hypothetically speaking, Evanescence, Poppy, and Spirit Box, I could see that.
Ah, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
No, that's already an insane. I would already go for just for those three alone.
I would too.
And I mean, also, we had
We had
System and and Slipknot.
Yes.
The first year. Mm-hmm. I can't see the back of my shirt. I think that was year one.
That was year two. That was the year I was there. The first year was System, Deftones and System. Yeah.
Okay. That would still be cool too. And it would still follow this train that we're on right now. Mm-hmm. And get Korn back on there. I mean, these are all really fun acts. You throw however many more they slam into Sick New World every year. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing. It would be so fun.
I agree. And that's all possible. And like, I was there when there was Bring Me the Horizon was way up the card and Baby Metal was there playing that day also. So they did Kingslayer live together. And it was great. People loved it. So,
I saw video coverage of that. It's such an awesome show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
So you know what?
Danny Elfman. So we don't know. You can throw curveballs here.
It's always awesome when Baby Metal gets like their features in their live show with them.
And again, since Baby Metal has so many collaborations now, and Sick New World has, at least the last 2 years that it happened, had a lot of bands that do collaborations on stage because Poppy was playing with several people. She performed with Knock Loose and Bad Omens on the same day. All that stuff can happen. So you know what? When we go back, the reason I bring that, I'll swing it all back together. Sick New World or not, that's all speculation. But you know what? There's going to come a time when these three ladies are on the same show on the same day. And guess what's going to happen? They're going to play a song we haven't even heard yet.
And Alex is going to implode.
I'm going to say, Alex, are you going to be able to sleep tonight?
No.
No.
I already have it's my gonna be like, caffeine ready to go.
Go ahead. I was going to say, it's like when you're like 6 years old and it's Christmas Eve. It's like the night before Christmas.
That red tricycle is downstairs under the tree and she can't touch it until morning. You're not allowed.
That Xbox 360 is down there with the game that your mom did not want you to have.
Oh, yeah.
But your dad bought it anyway because he's cool.
Mm-hmm. And also, until then, Alex is just going to have to play that 5 second clip on Instagram. Just that 5 second clip over and over again.
Just like that ambiance is not even music.
Yes.
No, I'll just put my heavies on and then I'll just be like, okay, hey, phone, turn on when this new song releases and boom, that's my alarm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I'll be ready to go.
It catches you by surprise.
It just automatically starts playing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too. She's like at the grocery store and she just stops dead. It's like in that entrance. Yeah.
No, okay. She's like in mid conversation with somebody and just like you're like just blasts into her ears.
Mm-hmm. That's actually not a bad idea.
Shut your mouth. I'm listening to the new song. I cannot talk right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be kind of a butthole at work tomorrow. You shut your mouth.
Disassociate with the entire world.
I hope you're not driving when that happens. I really hope you're not behind the wheel.
Might have to stay home.
Luke, I'm standing at the freeway right here after a 7-car pileup.
Yes, exactly. Apparently, someone is screaming the lyrics to a song, but it's incoherent so far. We'll get back to you on the road.
She keeps going into what people have described as death growls, whatever those are.
Oh, see, I think
just
this
vibing, man.
I think this will be more of a singing song. I think this will be more of a ballad of emo metalcore tragedy.
There's got to be at least some death growl section.
Ooh.
Like I expect a little bit from Courtney.
Courtney and Poppy screaming while Amy Lee is singing. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh, I can do it. Take a full advantage of it.
Yeah.
I am calling in sick tomorrow. I cannot go to work. I have to. This is all that's happening. This is it.
I wish I could be there with you.
Yeah.
You're sick. I'm so sorry. I got you sick.
Okay. This is perfect then. We'll all pretend to be each other's doctor. Call in for each other. Yeah. That's how it works. The old system.
you just call my boss directly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. This
is Dr. Gray. Rowan cannot go to work. He is very ill.
He'll be back on Friday though.
Wait, I just thought I saw you an image of you all three of you on a podcast last night.
Yep, that was sick. Very sick.
Yeah, that's how they got sick, actually.
Very ill.
As we move on, we'll keep up to date with all that. I'll post it and share it out probably as soon as I find out the song's public. Other cool stuff coming up. We're going to move on a little bit quickly because, again, we did start late. Apologize for that. Oh, and someone just made a good comment. This is going to be the boy genius of metal. Yeah. Fair enough. So, other cool stuff that might be coming out next year, new Alice in Chains. It's been a while. And Jerry Cantrell said they wanted to have something this year, but it looks like Alice in Chains tour and album are being aimed for 2026. I think that's pretty awesome. They're still sticking with it. Have either of you seen Alice in Chains?
They're good.
Yeah.
They were at Sick New World last year.
Yeah, I've seen him a couple times with William Duvall. I mean, he knows how to cover the old stuff. He really does. He does a good job. So definitely recommend that. I'm looking forward to it. He did an interview with Cleveland.com, apparently, and it's been transferred over to Metal Injection of other sites. I'm happy that they're going to keep doing that. They've been touring anyway. So if you're a big fan of Alice in Chains, Jerry Cantrell just had a solo album come out too. We're getting some of that this year. And we're also getting some more stuff potentially from one Taylor Momsen and the Pretty Reckless. Apparently the new album is not finished yet, but there's definitely stuff on the horizon. She did an interview not only praising AC/DC after touring with them, which is, by the way, pretty good gig, playing in the baseball stadiums opening for AC/DC. Pretty good. It's either baseball or football. I don't remember which, but she did a cool interview about it. Also, they invented rock and roll. I know they're one of the inventors of this, but to see it every night, it punches you in the face. I think they might be the greatest live band of all time. They're insane, and I feel so honored and blessed to be without them and have such a great rapport. It's so nice to hear how grateful she is still, because you hear Taylor Momsen. She has all, on paper, you would think she'd be like the prima donna, hoity-toity, was an actress for so many years. Think of high level. No, she is rock and roll spirit and understands everything about the business and the lifestyle through and through. There is not one thing fake or phony about her, and she's still really grateful about everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's always really cool to see.
Mm-hmm. She's always been super down to earth, very easy to talk to, super, super cool woman. I am so excited for whatever they're working on, whatever they've been working on. When it finally comes out into a full album, I will be right there. I am so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general, it's cool when you kind of like have those interactions with like new bands and old bands when they tour together, because usually the new bands are always like, this is literally a dream come true. So
definitely. Also,
I love it when they do that, because they introduce, we all know a lot of the older rock fans are not super open or welcoming to a lot of these newer bands just because they don't know them. They're really into, so like AC/DC, they're like, I really love AC/DC. I don't really want to listen to anything else. Boom. Now they're listening to the Pretty Reckless. I love it when that happens.
If it's good enough for AC/DC, it's probably going to be good enough for me.
That's got to be a good statement, like a sign off for that too. And someone was just saying, yeah, it was football stadium, so there you go. I do remember that they played where the Washington Commanders played. It's somewhat on East Coast proximity, so yeah, the football stadiums again, more rock shows getting sold out. That's nice. It's happening, so it's cool to see that for the Pretty Reckless. I do hope we get more news and another single sooner than later. I'm not expecting a new single next week or anything, but still, getting something else before the end of the year would be really nice, considering we just got a strong single that shows, yeah, they still got it. So
absolutely.
That being said, we are going to go over one more thing. I got to pull up the right one. Last week, our album versus album was chosen by Alex, and it was of the Zombies. Would it be White Zombie, Astro Creep 2000, or Rob Zombie and his album, Hellbilly Deluxe? Oh, we got a winner. Rob Zombie, Hellbilly Deluxe by 68%. You know? Yeesh. I was expecting it not to be close, but this is a full-on beatdown.
I was expecting it to be a little closer because of the mainstream popularity of Hellbilly Deluxe.
Fair.
And Dracula alone, I think, is just like, just has like that iconic status over anything White Zombie makes, which is not a knock on them. It's just more like what's gotten popular.
I agree. It's more well-known singles. Yeah, more well-known singles by far, I think, for Rob Zombie. And I think that stands out. 3,400 votes. So thank you to everyone that voted on that on the main poll. Very cool to see. There was some good comments in the discussion. However, there was one comment. I don't know if it's still there or not. Someone complained, you're comparing White Zombie to Rob Zombie. I'm like, yes. I said, which zombie album? Apparently someone had a problem with that. But everyone else is okay with it. So I'm going to consider this a good success. And I like that people are responding to these polls well. I like that there's getting a lot of contention and like votes and things like that. So thank you to everyone sharing those around. Now we are going to go into one little bit of news that leads into this song of the week. This one chosen by Rowan. Rowan, you want to lead into what the song of the week is?
Yeah, guys. So just like System of a Down, we got another band finally, like kind of like, been coming back for the last couple of years, a band that, just like System of a Down, we were unsure if they would ever really do anything again. And I'm just so happy because this is the first time that I got to experience a band I love drop a new song that I am here for. It's not something that I get onto years after it already came out and they already kind of went quiet. And now I could just it's just like, this is just awesome for me. It's Mudvayne's Hurt People. And it's just an awesome song. LD50 is legit one of my favorite metal records of all time. And this gives me those vibes so much. It feels like they're trying to go back to that era when they weren't as focused on mainstream appeal as like some of their later albums were. And especially with how they're bringing back the makeup look. It's just so much fun to be here for this song.
So Rowan likes it.
Yes.
Also,
it's all right, Chad. Check it out.
I don't know why this is the top comment for me, but I'm going to read it because I think it's funny. The year is 2000. I'm about to crack open a cold surge, fire up the PS1, and head to Napster to download this to my gaming playlist. This is straight LD50 vibes, and I'm here for it.
Yes, it's so much like LD50. It's just awesome. I wasn't even around for that time, but I can imagine like the feelings like of that album when that dropped.
Mm-hmm. Quite so.
Opening up with the screamy screams right out the gate. Yeah.
That big slappy bass. Dirk. Absolutely. Also,
I mean,
that tour is going to be a lot of fun. It's Mudvayne, Static X, and Vended. Both bands are playing their anniversary for Mudvayne LD50 and Static X Wisconsin Death Trip. That's pretty cool.
Fantastic.
That's such a great pairing, by the way.
It is. And then Vended opening both of those up. That's also really well done choosing.
Vended music very much is in line with them. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, getting to Alex's point earlier, getting a new band mm-hmm. with that similar sound.
Yep. So, very nice. That leads us to our album versus album, which has a personal connection for one. Rowan, go ahead.
So guys, I mentioned that Saturday is my birthday, but fun fact, today, September 3rd, is my dad's birthday. Our birthdays are literally 3 days apart. It makes it very easy to remember. And
I hope so.
Fun fact, chat, he is watching this right now. I don't think he's going to comment with you all. I don't think he has a YouTube account. Dad, if you're listening to this, text me that you're here. But anyway, the albums I'm picking, I know, are two of your personal favorites. We got Van Halen's 1984 and Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction. For both of these albums, these were albums that when my dad got his hands on, for both instances, it was a band that he latched onto instantly. It was like a thing where it's like, I absolutely love this record. I love this band. I need to see them live. I need to like get a t-shirt or like their previous work. Van Halen 1984 was his first rock concert. So it was just a big thing for him. And Guns N' Roses, that was just like, again, that was a band that he kind of was part of that day one wave with this album. And I just know that he just has like a very deep personal relationship with both these albums. So, you know, just kind of like wanted to see which one he would put above. And Dad, again, if you're hearing this, just text me like your answer and I'll just say it out loud for the chat. I feel like they would want to hear it. So, yeah.
Happy birthday, Pops.
Happy birthday,
Senior. Happy birthday to Papa Buck. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Rowan Senior. I don't know your name, but I'll just call you that.
His name is Mike.
Michael Rowan. Mike. Thank you very much. So the poll is live right now for our live viewers. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in live and voting and everything else. Thank you. I will read that after we get through our other shenanigans. By the way, we're 5 likes away for another round of Festival Rocker Flop. So please consider doing that. It helps us out a ton. Just hit that like button. It's free and it makes us smile. Don't you want us to be happy for at least 1 minute? Please. We talked about that garbage for 1 minute. At least you can do is hit the like button at this point. Woof. So while the poll is going, Alex, we had some tours get announced this week. Do you have anything you'd like to bring up for tours announcement? There weren't that many, but still.
No, I
guys, I got his me. Answer.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Okay.
Fair okay. enough. Okay. Look at my phone. Wait.
Well, I have some. I'm just waiting for Owen.
Yeah.
Wait a sec. Oh, I think he just entered. He says in here.
Thanks.
I just want to clarify something for you know the joke about an old man asking his Gen Z child to help him with technology? That's very relevant in our relationship.
Uh-huh.
Here, love you.
Aww.
I announce the albums. Look at them and get back to me.
This is somehow better than I would have anticipated this to have play out. So
I love
I know
you,
you're here, Dad. What's your favorite album?
Okay, Rowan, hang on a second. Wait for his response. Alex, the few tours are going to announce this week. Go for it.
All right, we've got Wrecking Ball, Metal Madness returning with Frozen Soul, Suffocation, Devourment, and more. Lorna Shore, Paleface, Swiss, Attila, Chelsea Grin, Brand of Sacrifice, and Disembodied Tyrant were announced for Sonic Temple 2026.
Yes.
And Halsey announced the Back to Badlands tour. So she is coming back this way. October 14th kicks off the tour in LA, and then she is in the road again. The 2015 debut by Halsey, super amazing album, 2x platinum, and this is a celebration of that entire album.
By the way, for those wondering why we talked about Halsey, Halsey is more rock than a lot of rock bands out there right now.
Absolutely. So. We won't talk about pop artists unless they deserve to be talked about. Halsey is definitely one of these exceptions. She's a very rock and pop chick.
Mm-hmm. Halsey has gone metal, and it was so good that I wish she did like a whole album of it. I would.
That song was so good. So good.
Mm-hmm. Halsey's going to be the fourth for that Amy Lee, Poppy, Courtney LaPlante combination.
I'm thinking,
man,
actually, if we were to have a fourth, I thought about it. I think I would want Chelsea Wolfe as like the fourth horseman. Then we're going to have,
it's going to end up, a squid. What's a six? Okay, it's going to be a squid because I have to be in there too. Okay, they need a bassist.
Well, yeah.
I sing too, but I'm not going to try and sing amongst that company.
Oh, Alex, there's a problem though. Emma from Sick Puppy, she's the bassist for Evanescence now.
Yeah, so she's busy with Evanescence. It needs to be different, Luke.
Man.
Well, did they say if this was a Spirit Box or Evanescence song, or is it just these three singers?
Just individual. I just like that Emma got thrown straight under the bus. I mean, dragged under that bus.
She's got Sick Puppy stuff to do, Luke. She's busy. Your mouth. She's busy.
I misread that. My fault. I'm sorry. Rowan, do we have an answer yet, or should we go on to upcoming albums for this Friday?
I do have an answer, and I'll say it after albums.
Sure, go for it.
So first of all, getting it out of the way, we do have the Courtney Poppy Amy Lee collab coming tomorrow. It's still frustrating that I'm going to be working. And also, by the way, I'm going to be filming with my iPhone, so I can't even like listen to it.
Is worse. Yeah.
We're filming shorts tomorrow. It is what it is. Also, the other single of note that we got this Friday is Presidents with Destroy Me. This is supposed to be the last single before their debut EP. They performed this at Download with all the other songs so far. Rage sucked. Hate that song. But this was the song in the set list that me and my friends were kind of like more excited about. Like, I'm very curious to see how a studio track of this sound. I liked the live version, so I'm hopeful. Maybe this will be the song that will finally get me to take President more seriously. Beyond that, we have Bless the Fall, classic metalcore band with Gallows. Dark Angel, classic thrash metal band with Extinction Level Event. And then finally, we got two bands, both featuring the sky motif in their covers or in their titles. First, we got David Byrne, who is lead singer for the Talking Heads. We got him with Who is the Sky? Again, solo work, not Talking Heads work. Okay. And then Fleshwater with 2000 In Search of Endless Sky. Guys, if you don't know Fleshwater, they are amazing. They kind of scratch that classic grungy metal-y itch of like 90s like stuff, like 90s alt metal. Just like, they had an album come out like back in 2020, and that was really good. So This is their first album in a while. I'm just really excited about this. I really enjoyed their first, and yeah, check them out. They're a great new band to get into.
Very cool. Before you give the results in chat, our Sapphire, our Discord mod said, for the fourth person of that Mount Rushmore for the ladies, Amy Lee, Poppy, Courtney LaPlante, Shirley Manson should be the fourth, they said.
But she doesn't have black hair. I have the black hair.
I'll tell. Shirley Manson is not going to love that.
Maybe just Shirley will do the same.
Poppy dyes her hair all the time.
You know, it's just,
yeah. Wasn't Poppy naturally blonde? I know she was blonde.
I'm Poppy. When we first met her, she was very, very, very blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah. But was that natural or did she dye? I don't know.
Come on. I already fit. We don't have to buy anything. No hair care products.
Yeah.
All right.
Tight budget they're working on over there.
Yeah, exactly. We got to help them cut corners and save money. Me.
Do we have a yes. Do we have a response, Rowan?
Okay, yeah. So my dad said 1984, just the right age when it came out, but really close. So
fair enough.
I got an answer. Van Halen 1984 is one of my dad's favorite records. These are both two of his favorite records. So it's kind of cool that, like, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Very good. I'll read the results.
Seems chat is also agreeing with me too.
Yeah, and I'm going to leave the fat chat open because we did hit our like goal. Alex and Rowan, are you time to book some ridiculous festivals? Because if it's like last week and the week before, we could be up to some shenanigans. Are you both ready?
I am very much ready.
Okay, I don't know if I am. Every week when we hit a like goal, we play Festival Rock or Flop. We put random bands in the middle of nowhere festival, 4 bands per day. We hit one festival goal already. With everyone hit the like button, and we have some super chats to go. I'm going to read them while we have this up right now. Number one from Ellie Yeet. Thank you, Ellie Yeet. How ironic that the man behind the wall has turned into an egomaniac, sociopath, and has even been accused of being fascist. What he said here may be the final nail in the coffin. Go get him, Jack. Yeah, it really sucks that everything that Ellie Yeet just said actually has legitimate proof behind in his past statements from Mr. Waters. So, yeah, it sucks. Rockin' Movies with Tyler. Thank you, Tyler. So I'm now a year and a week into my relationship with the anniversary last week. Also, quite a day for new music from Nine Inch Nails, Alter Bridge, Sun Don't Shine, and more. Yeah, Alter Bridge just announced new song, upcoming album, and Nine Inch Nails had the video come out for As Alive As You Need Me To Be, if you haven't checked that out. Thank you, Tyler. Finally, finally, one more, a quick one from Ellie Eats. The Berber Ding is finally back. Yes, they are. Mudvayne is back with the Berber Ding.
The Berber Ding is great, but you guys gotta listen to Death Blooms if anyone doesn't know that Mudvayne song. That's my favorite Mudvayne song.
LD50 really is worth playing, even now. Like, it does feel like it's still something like a timestamp of
Severed,
that year,
Pharmacopoeia, still works. No yeah. Forever. So many amazing songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love it.
Alrighty. It's time to book some ridiculous festivals. I hope we get one of the new ones I added. I hope, because I added a qualifier. I know I'm jinxing it, but I'm putting it out there. I really hope we get what I get. We land on something. Hey, don't shake your head. No,
I'm not. You can't see me. It's fine.
Really? I can't. I'm pretty sure I can.
No.
I'm
anticipating the madness.
Okay, here we go. First festival is our own that we hit for the Lyco. We'll name it after we get these 4 bands. Here we go. Number one. That would be Mr. Rob Zombie. Speaking of Zombie.
Oh, shoot.
So very nice. Rob,
I could tell from the photo. That's cool.
Yeah, I had to remember because that was at Riot Fest last year. Number two, Slipknot.
Yes.
I feel like we're doing pretty good. Let me go back.
I'm already so stoked.
Okay, Rob Zombie and Slipknot. I have to get to the a different folder, though. We'll keep those two, but I got the wrong folder, but it doesn't matter. Number three, Chevelle.
I'm very happy with how this
is working for us, okay? This is really good. And number four, Goo Goo Dolls, the heaviest one of all.
Yeah, it's too heavy for me, man. We can't go.
You think I would
spit it out, Iris?
Like, you guys, would be singing along to Iris, waiting for Slipknot and Rob Zombie. Don't act like you wouldn't be.
I like Goo Goo Dolls. I've seen them. They put on a good show.
I can handle them. It's fine.
Listening to Broadway and Black Balloon. Oh, yeah. There's the nostalgia. Then Chevelle and Rob Zombie and Slipknot. I'm going. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I am there.
Yeah. Chat, yes or no, would you go to... Well, what will we even call this? Rob Zombie, Slipknot, Chevelle, Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls is just like the outlier. I feel like it would be so much easier if we had someone kind of like freakier, you know?
I got one. Oh, this is the worst joke I've told in a long time. So instead of a new metal fest, it's the goo metal fest, because
boo!
I know. Because Slipknot, and then you have Rob Zombie Chappelle, but it's Goo Goo Dolls. And you could say it's GU if you really want to. I don't hear anyone else coming up with names. Yeah.
We're just going to call it, that Rocked Fest.
No, come on. Goo
Rock. With a name like Goo Fest, I don't want to repeat.
Goo Metal Fest is at least a little more.
Goo Metal, no.
No. I hear laughs. Goo Metal, someone just said. OMG, no. Okay, maybe people don't love it. You know what?
Surfing Santa Fest.
Okay, well, Santa's we were talking about that. Santa's been making the rounds, apparently, at these festivals.
Santa is a metalhead.
So you know what?
Yeah.
It's his time off right now. Let him take some shows before the holidays pick up.
He's got 3 months, people. Let him enjoy it.
Yes, OMG, no. Goo Metal Fest. Someone spelt it out with the G-U, you see? I'm not too far off. Thank you.
You already won the naming rights on this one.
Thank you. It does not mean
that it's okay.
Oh, that's fine. I accept that in defeat of the agreements, but we still get it. I see yeses. This is a yes. Okay. Up next is Yeet Fest. Thank you so much, Ellie Yeet, again. Here we go. Yeet Fest, band number one. Powerwolf. We're getting the German power metal. My wife has already booked a ticket. Number two. Shinedown. My wife has booked a VIP front row seat. Number three, Incubus. This is all over the place now at this point. Actually, Shinedown and Incubus, there has been DWE festivals when they built them in on the same day. Yeah. Powerwolf is the fun one to add to that. Number four, Within Temptation. We are all over the place. Okay.
I love Within Temptation.
Great symphonic.
It's like more
metal.
Melodic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Symphonic metal.
It's symphonic metal. Female fronted.
Mm-hmm, and they've done tons of collaborations also. So.
All right, cool.
With like Nightwish and Papa Roach and anyone else you can think of. So tons of people. So.
All right.
Yeah, my wife just chimed in. OMG, this is for me. Yeah, pretty much. Shinedown, Powerwolf, Incubus, Within Temptation. By the way, she was with me at that Within Temptation show that I shot that. So there you go. I'd go to Yeet Fest. There's not a reason why I wouldn't go. I would travel for something like this. That's fun. How about you guys?
Do you think you make money as the organizer, or do you think you lose money because your wife is buying the VIP package?
She's not buying every VIP package. So.
With Shinedown and Incubus, I'm going to pull in a lot of money here.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, this is a cool one. This is a fun one.
It is. Shinedown just did their arena tour. So you know what? This is going to make money. I say yes. Someone says the pass for
I'll
you.
I'll be there.
Okay, this bops. You guys be there. Yes, 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 yes. Thumbs up, yes. There's a lot of yeses. I want to see Powerwolf so bad. I promise it's worth it. Yeet Fest. Well done. Finally, Tyler Fest. Rockin' Movies with Tyler. Thank you again, Tyler. Here we go. Number one for Tyler. Def Leppard. Coming out big. Very nice. Number two. Sleep Token.
Ooh, that's a matchup.
Not the same vibe, but it's already going to make so much money, you won't know what to do with it. Number three.
You get the old and the new crowds.
Oh, Stained and Sleep Token and Def Leppard. I don't know how that's going to mesh with the fans of Sleep Token. I just don't see it working out great. Oh, now you want the ones that I added. I see.
I want the qualifier that lets us erase this. Yeah.
Okay, you got one shot. Here we go.
Come on.
All That Remains. You know, I'm not sure. This is a very 50-50 split festival. This is Tyler Fest is come late festival. You just show up an hour and a half late or hang out in the parking lot.
Yeah, no, seriously, let's tailgate a little bit, then we'll go in.
That's a lot
of
that's so much tailgating in the parking lot, like massive amounts of it. Woof.
When I hear the opening to The Night Does Not Belong to God, I'll go in.
Ooh, Sleep Token fans would boo Aaron Lewis as soon as he went on. That actually might make it entertaining.
That would actually, and he, I would like to imagine in a drunken fit, he just walks off stage, like before he even gets like a halfway through a song in.
I love the reactions from some people in chats. Oh no, oof, this ruined it. That crowd will sure be interesting. Yeah, the crowd will be interesting. I'd go for the chaos. I love Sleep Token, but nah. That's honestly a hard no. Yes, like we're all over the place.
I might go because someone did, the guy who did say Sleep Token fans will boo Aaron Lewis. That might be a show in itself. So, you know, that won me over.
Yeah. And it's in reverse order that we did them. So opening All Their Remains, Stained, Sleep Token, Def Leppard. And I get people like, Sleep Token's big enough to enter. It's Def Leppard, though. It's a Stained. I don't know what city this would be in, but it would like make money.
I don't think Aaron Lewis would be in the UK. It's very split.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. It's such a 50-50. Yeah, half of this would be perfect for UK. The other half would be perfect for Dothan, Alabama. So I don't know.
Let's just, we're going to Maine. Pop it right over there. That's where the show is.
We're going to Maine.
Maine.
Oh my God. So we'll get like Stephen King like in our audience.
Yes. Stephen King and hockey fans. That is correct. So
Stephen King and hockey fans. That's everyone. That's everyone in the crowd.
Yes, I will go.
I think Def Leppard would be super fun. I love Def Leppard. They're fun. They are super fun. And Sleep Token would be amazing. So I'm going to be there.
Yeah. And also, if we know and we can prepare for tailgating, that could be pretty good. And we'll be working, getting ready, you know. It would be in Florida. No. We are not booking this for Florida. I don't think so. Nope. Hard no. It may sound like a Florida festival, but no, that's just our directive. We're not doing that.
My friend Shock is here to shock you this so much, buddy.
I get everyone's answer in the chat is valid this time. If you say yes or no to this, I feel ya. I understand. Huh. What do we say? Everyone's responding.
I say yay.
Is this like
a slight yes?
Is this like a 51-49 split?
Yep.
Tyler Fest, you're going to Maine, but you know what? It will make money. Def Leppard and Spirit or Sleep Token. Yes, it will make money. Okay. We did it.
Lord is great.
Yeah. Now I got both of you wanting those qualifiers. Yeah. You see how the game works.
Uh-huh. It's over now. It's done.
Uh-huh.
We lost. We can't take it back.
I am very biased when it comes to our qualifiers. I'm not ashamed to admit that.
Oh, you haven't even seen them all. That's the best part.
Yeah.
I need to like reorganize some so that way qualifiers happen a little bit more. But yeah, some of the qualifiers are ridiculous even by my own standards, and I made the game. So
yeah, there's like the one where it's like, oh, will kids bop the entire set list?
One of them is kids bop, and that qualifier is if it's kids bop, we'll be performing the next band's entire set. Meaning if it's like a Slayer, then Slayer won't be there, but it'll be kids bop performing an hour of Slayer songs.
Well, that will at least be entertaining.
Sure. But there's also a lot of other bands in here that you don't want Kids Bop to cover. Kids Bop covering Steel Panther is going to get people arrested.
No, it's like Hot to Go. It's about pizza, Luke. Yeah. It's about pizza, Luke.
And Hot to Go is about pizza, according to Kids to Go. That is right. And
did they do the Pink Pony Club yet?
They did. Yes, they've covered several Chapel Roan, and they made it about being a cowgirl.
They did the Pink Pony Club.
It's not about coming out and like standing out in a small town. It's now just about being a cowgirl in the West. Yeehaw. That's what it's about for Kids Bop. Yeah, it sounds like I'm making that up, doesn't it? I'm not.
Put it back. Put it back in that box. I didn't want it to come out.
Did you add that one for the band I suggested? Yes, Gretchen.
Oh, no.
Pizza's the meaning of pain.
Oh, no. All right. Is this what happens when I run, like, if we go a little late after I accidentally start the show late, everyone just starts losing their mind? Ugh, it's on me then. Yep. Well, I'm
like
sorry.
6:05, it's just downhill.
Yes. Like, you get what you get after 6:05 at this point for your Eastern time, or Western time. There we go.
Yeah, my time zone.
Yes.
You sundown.
Stop screaming. Bam, bam. There we go. We're back. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and running late a little bit. Thank you for the super chats. They do help a ton. Thank you for hitting the like button and thank you for your patience. Sometimes things happen and sometimes I pay dearly for them. Just for that, I'm going to take it out in Festival Rocker Flop next week. I am going to do some terrible things in the background somehow just to make the game worse. Yep, that's what you get. So, that being said, Alex, do you have anything before we close shop up?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Rowan, how about you?
Good. Just another happy birthday to my dad. Love you, big guy. And yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Rowan as well.
And happy birthday to Rowan as well. Our poll votes for that album versus album for our live chat. It was close. Van Halen's 1984 at 53%. Close, close. And I think that's a very fair, respective response. So on the YouTube community tab, and I'll share it out on the podcast links and everything else on all the socials. You can vote on that one. I'm going to post it right now. Wah-bam. It's live. Thank you so much. Please vote. Share the links. It really does help a ton. Thank you for everyone engaging in chat. Even though some of you were ridiculous, there were some ridiculous topics. I can't fault you.
I love the ridiculousness from you guys. Never change. Never stop.
This week, unfortunately, the stories required it. I can't fault them too much for that. Fine. Fine. Alex, last week, you got a laugh. The week before, you got a laugh. Two in a row. Will you get the hat trick tonight?
Ooh, I don't know. Mm. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, I got one, I got one, I got one.
Okay.
So a sweater I bought was picking up static electricity. So I returned it to the store. They gave me another one free of charge.
That's a hard laugh. Okay. Honestly, it was decent. It was. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It had good delivery too. Like you actually told it in story fashion. So you know what? Well done. Yes.
Whoever's the one sycophant fan we have who is doing a tally of this, you can add one to Alex's.
Yes. Well, that's three in a row. So she completed the hat trick. That's three in a row. I don't know what the record is for her, but we could just say that's the record now.
Can we get a bonus dad from my dad? My dad's dad jokes are dirty, man. I don't know if we could say it on podcast.
Please don't get us canceled.
This get banned.
This podcast already had some stuff I'm worried about, but whatever. We'll figure that out. Finally,
we've got to balance it out.
Also, for Rowan's birthday, I heard a dad joke, and I will tell it with Alex's permission. Alex, do I have permission to tell one dad joke?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. Let's see if I get either of you. This is not on Alex's record. This is on mine. Did you hear about the duck that got arrested? He was caught selling quack.
That sucks. That sucks. Why did I laugh?
That's hard laugh, everybody. Alex is even smiling with that one. Thank you.
I'm in a happy mood right now.
If you're like me, you imagine a little duck with a trench coat and he opens it with little quack baggies. On the street. Yeah.
Oh, no. I imagine he's got like sagging pants. And also if he's in like a low, he's in like one of those cars that goes like up and down, up and down, up and down.
All right. Here comes the food. Alex's joke was better. That's fine. Oh, her joke might have been better. I'm just saying I got a laugh. I got what I wanted. So
one guy's like, damn it, it's super by a lot.
Yeah. You know how and I stand by this. If it's a terrible dad joke and it's awful like yours was, that still counts as a great dad joke.
It does.
Because if it's.
Well, yeah, that's like this thing. Ways. Dad jokes are kind of like, it's so bad, it's good. It's the room of comedy.
Mm-hmm. Was he selling it to the man running the stand? Oh, the lemonade stand? Waddle, waddle. Yes. Alex, do you know what that's referring to?
I do not.
Okay. Oh, we're going to send you something after stream.
No. No.
This is innocent. This is a good one. My wife showed me this years ago. It's something Gretchen approved. Okay.
He said to the man, run in the stand.
It's a little fun thing on YouTube from like 2007. Okay. Innocent. Okay. Yes. Selling quack. Tomatoes, pizza, french fries, tomatoes. Thank you for not selling too much. Someone's throwing t-shirts. My wife just chimed in. Got any grapes? That's from the thing. Don't worry, Alex. It's fun. I promise it's innocent.
I feel like a grape would hurt.
I'm okay to not know this one, okay?
Okay, that's fine. Oh, Alex is uncultured. Uncultured?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I'm missing out on this deep and important culture.
To be even I knew about this.
To be fair, I didn't know until like 2019. So it's been, so I was late to the game as well. So thank you all. We will have more Duck updates for you next week, along with some potential music news, but definitely Duck updates. Thank you so much. Have a great night. We'll see you next week and be excited for End of You, which is coming tomorrow.
Yay.
Oh, Alex is happy again now.
Take care, everybody.
There we go. Thank you so much.
And someone is throwing grapes.
Oh, and roses. Grapes and roses. Oh, okay, that's not so bad. Yeah, the launching. I'm trying to find the closing out. The launching this week of items has not been that bad. Thank you so much. Have a great night. We will see you next time.